I'd like to call this meeting back to order. And thank you for coming in on Mother's Day, Sunday. We have an, I'd like to move amendment number 8.
And I will object for the purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Representative Stutes. What this amendment does is add to the list of exempt employees, which is part of AS 3925. It adds to that list a utility master, which will allow the RCA to hire a utilities analyst master in an exempt capacity. And they've said many times they need to pay commensurate with other within the industry. A lot of people are getting paid competitive wages that the RCA is unable to compete with, but this will allow them to hire exempt staff to be able to compete with private industry. And this amendment will allow them to hire up to 5. And I need to amend this amendment conceptually because there's a few extra words and there's not enough time to get a new amendment from legal. And of course, yesterday we sent this in and they are quite busy. So I would like to have a conceptual amendment to amendment number 1, which would be page 4, line 29, removing the words or delete corresponding to the number of commissioners. Just those 6 words, because right now they have 5 commissioners and this would allow them to hire 5 exempt staff. But I don't know what the future is going to be for commissioners, and if they were to hire the staff and then lose a commissioner, they wouldn't necessarily have to lose the staff member, if that makes any sense. So I move the conceptual amendment to amendment number 8, conceptual amendment number 1 to amendment number 8, which is to delete the words, page 4, line 29, the following 6 words, corresponding to the number of commissioners. Seeing and hearing no objection, I guess I offered the discussion without the objection, but
right.
Okay, so we will adopt the amendment 1 to amendment number 8, and that brings us back to the original amendment. Thank you, Representative Hannon, for joining us, and happy Mother's Day.
Sorry, it's tardy.
we start on time around here.
I hate being tardy.
Representative Stutes.
Are we discussing the amendment now?
Yes, yes.
I really like this amendment, but I would like to hear from the bill sponsor to see if he's if he has any issues with this
amendment. We also have Commissioner Pickett on the line and Stuart Gehring from Department of Law and Jimmy Jackson from GCI, the same people that were on yesterday, and now we have Senator Birch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chris Birch, District M, South Anchorage, sponsor for SB 83. We have looked at the amendment. I think it does address a serious concern with the Regulatory Commission. It does provide them the latitude to secure the staffing and the resources necessary to do their job. I understand it will be revenue neutral, certainly to the state, but again, in providing the additional flexibility they need and the discussions that we have had not only with the industry, but indirectly with the commission, I understand that this would be acceptable on their behalf as well. So I am supportive of this amendment as amended.
Thank you, Senator Birch. Yeah, and I failed to mention that the RCA is funded, self-funded by charges on utilities, and this will not add to their budget, but will allow them flexibility in how they use their funding. And if we want to hear from Commissioner Pickett on this one.
Yes, members of the committee, through Chairman Wohl, we are very pleased to see this come forward. Wasn't really expecting it, but as stated earlier, it absolutely will address a very critical need we've had since I've been on the commission over the last 12 years, and will let us better deal with a lot of the issues that have been discussed in the telecommunications bill and in the electric sector. And just, again, thank you very much to the committee.
Thank you, Commissioner Pickett. Representative Hannon.
And I apologize through the chair for being late. Can you tell me how many of this type of staff are currently employed by the commission?
Through the chair, we do not have, outside of several administrative law judge positions, we do not have anything that fits into this category. And so this is going to be very helpful when we go out to the marketplace to find the kind of expertise, both technical, professional expertise, that, you know, so far we've not been able to attract to the degree we need to.
Follow up.
Could you just describe to me what the current employees look like for the commission?
We have employees in the finance sector. We have employees in the engineering sector in our tariff area. And when you have to work with the state classification system, we have found that to be extremely difficult to find comparable positions. We've gone through a complete RCA task force in 2007 and 2008 and a classification study through Department of Administration in 10, and continuing to try to keep everything in the classified system. It just hasn't worked very well.
Representative Hannon.
Commissioner, excuse me, through the chair. My concern isn't the classification. I have no concern with that. I just am trying to understand how many current staff you have. So do you have two administrative support staff and one administrative?
No. We have a total of approximately 55 positions in all of the sectors.
Could you tell me what the sectors are?
We have a tariff section. We have a common carrier section, which was the sector responsible for working on the telecommunications legislation. We have the finance section. We have an engineering section and administrative law judges. Supporting that are a number of paralegals and just support staff in our records department.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair, I withdraw my objection.
Thank you, Representative Stude. So amendment number 8, as amended, is adopted. That brings us back to the bill. Any questions or discussions on the bill? We're also joined by Representative Kleiman. Seeing and hearing.
Yeah. I guess I'm just curious, because clearly from the support from both the sponsor and the commission, this was a need they had, but how did you know that? For my own edification, because I didn't hear it described, even though as we talked about this bill that was very complex, it occurred to me that a variety of staffing needs were probably there, but I had no concept
It's been an issue that's gone around for a while. I recently spoke to another commissioner who's not on the line right now. I also have acquaintance, the spouse of a friend of mine who worked for the commission for 13 years and no longer works there, but described the same situation and said there was a brain drain over the years, and a lot of people are leaving to go to private industry, and they desperately need qualified, trained, competent staff, and it will help them, as the commissioner said, deal with bills like ours that we're dealing with today, and having more people that understand the stuff. It is complicated, as we know, and this will help them be more operate smoother and hopefully a bill like this that will remove some burdensome paperwork will also allow them to spend more time on important issues to consumers and ratepayers and those kind of things.
And then it's revenue neutral, so does that mean it doesn't end up with a fiscal note at all? Or does the RCA need receipt authority to bill the utilities?
The idea of the amendment is that it doesn't affect, they still get the same amount of funding. So of those, maybe of those 55 employees, if a few of them retire, or they can say, okay, we'll use those funds to hire another person that we will pay more, because right now they don't have that authority. So it's really a hiring authority. But if someone can speak to that more with more experience than myself, as far as how they put change their RCC. We have nothing to do with that here today. We're not going.
Just gives them the
not
authority.
Going there.
So
yeah.
They can shuffle their budget and hire
yeah.
these.
Yeah, that's another bill.
Or fiscal note.
Yes. I hope I explained that well. Seeing nods. okay, now we're back to the bill at hand. Any discussions on SB 83 or questions or closing comments? Seeing and hearing, Representative Tallarico.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's been a very educational process through this for all of us, I think, but I think well worth it as well, and I'm anxious to see the bill move. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I feel that way, too. I've certainly learned a lot. I could learn a lot more. I could probably work on this stuff for a year and still learn on it. But I think, and in speaking with people at the RCA and others, I think a lot of this, a lot of what's going to happen from this bill is to make utilities a little more efficient and make the RCA a little more efficient and have them have more of their time to spend on more urgent matters. And these filings have been going back and forth, and not much, this hasn't been a, I don't want to use the wrong word, a docket or a rate docket or something like that, but in quite a while. So anyhow, any other comments with that? Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will happily make a motion to move Senate Bill 83-31-LS0563/M as amended from committee.
Seeing and hearing no objections, the bill is hence moved from committee. And I want to thank the members for coming in Saturday and Sunday. And Representative Birch would like to say
something.
Jeez.
I'm good. Whatever works.
Old habits. Senator Birch, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to sincerely thank everyone for being here, not only on Mother's Day Sunday, but yesterday and over the weekend. And in my brief tenure in this body, I honestly don't recall a back-to-back weekends on a piece of legislation. I really appreciate the time and the energy and the effort and frankly the initiative and thought process that went through here. And I just want to thank all the members for being here this afternoon and for your support.
Thank you, Senator. And I want to thank members of the committee for putting in the extra time on this bill, and Representative Fields, who is not here today, and Representative Story as well. And I also want to thank those for being patient with the process. This looking at bills and trying to understand them and amending and allowing members to amend, even if the amendments come in late like the one did today, I still feel it's part of the process and necessary. So I'm glad we did it, and I'm glad we're passing this bill out today, and I'm glad we can adjourn here, being 4:13 on Mother's Day, May 12th. We are adjourned.
Next.